The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake, well, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers, you know, they call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are the Americans, and, well, of course, we are the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go to Facebook, go to Sons of Liberty Radio. Again, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, or go to my Facebook, my fan page, Bradley Dean Double E. Again, Bradley Dean Double E, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, guys. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, again, double E. Phone lines are inaccessible. We're broadcasting live out of North Carolina. Sorry I don't have the slur, but this is where we're at. We're on the road. We just did a tea party in Raleigh.
That's right, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, cool. Just and your feedback, Jake?
The Triangle Conservatives Unite. As a matter of fact, I'll read a little bit of feedback from somebody who was there. She said, we just met you at the Triangle Conservatives Tea Party event last night. We did it at a park in a gazebo. There's pictures on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
It started to storm.
Yeah, there was.
It got to the point where I said, you know what, don't worry about it, guys. This is the Lord's storm.
That's right.
It even blew the screen over.
Yep.
And once it blew the screen over, it's like, no, we didn't fly all the way from Minnesota to North Carolina to say, oh, bad weather. Sorry about that, guys.
We're gonna have to cancel.
Stayed there for 2.5 hours, did the... the program, and left them with the goods.
Yep.
That's what we can do. We got to tear it down and build them up.
You gave me your book, this gal said. Her name is Catherine. Catherine, thank you so much for listening today. The School of Hard Knocks, and I read it as soon as I got home. Amazing exclamation point. I loved every bit of it and truly believe in your message and what God has put on your heart to share with others. I tried to find on your website where I could get more copies of the paperback to distribute. I hope to hear you will be making more trips to North Carolina to help our youth and look forward to hearing you on the radio.
Why is it always the youth that we're going to help? Have you ever noticed that?
Right.
I mean, we've already
those adults don't need any help.
Right. I mean, wisdom is justified by our children. Who raised those kids up that need the message or the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Who helped them kids?
Yeah. Train up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it.
That's right. As a matter of fact, we had a child. And this little guy was literally a child. What was he again? 10 years old?
Yes.
I've got it on there. We posted a picture, Bradley and him, on there. This young man had read Bradley's life story, the comic book My War,
the one that we
times.
Are selling now.
That's
online,
right.
Yes.
That's right. Numerous times, and had been motivated to read the Bible from cover to cover after reading that comic book.
I think he's 9 years old, Jake.
9 years old?
9 years old.
Incredible.
Yes.
He's read the comic book through and through. Now, that comic book you can find on sonslibertyradio.com. Go to the shop button right now. They're half off. We slashed it from $20 to $10. Danny Bulinati is the comic book artist. He's an old, he's a Filipino artist that worked with DC Comics.
And Marvel.
So here's a guy who's top
second
of the line.
Yep.
Said, hey, listen, I want to do something good with my talents. And he teamed up with Bradley to do this comic book. It's fantastic. Steve Ferris actually commented on this little 9-year-old who we posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And again, follow us. We're going to be, throughout this whole week, we're going to announce what we're going to do tonight.
North and South Carolina.
All over the place. You can follow us. We're going to do pictures. There's going to be videos, etc. But Steve said, amen is right to this young man and what he's done. And Catherine then followed up with that and said, way to go, Scott. There is a support for these youth. We got to direct them
the right way.
And that's what we're doing.
But we're not just going to the youth, though. I don't want to give that off like, hey, you know, it's just the kids. You know, those kids. Who raised those kids up, guys?
Right.
You know, and the bottom line is, this is my perspective, because we're going to a generation that's been subjected to everything, protected from nothing, and I want to go and I want to protect them because I understand those kids because I was one of those kids. Yep. Now I'm a grown-up taking responsibility, not just proclaiming what the problem is, but bringing the answer in. If we don't sow into that generation, folks, they're going to be there to curse us, and that's what this criminal in office is hoping that you're going to just overlook.
Yep. As he goes straight for the kids.
That's exactly right.
Everybody's talking about common core now. I've noticed that as a theme through the tea parties. Again, last
common
night.
Common corn or core?
Core.
Oh,
common core.
I just wanted to make sure.
Common core. They don't even make corn common anymore. It's all GMOs. But common core
Monsanto
is something that a lot of... Yeah, those guys make a little bit of dough. I just about said Monsanto. Common core is something a lot of tea parties are talking about. Again, we were at the Triangle Conservatives Unite in Raleigh last night.
Yeah.
And this is a topic, but again, we can't just talk about what's happening. We've got to go in there and invade. And that was the response overall last night is, hey, listen, we can go in and take it. These are our kids. Wendy Gumpert, friend of ours, she actually, that's her son in there. She showed up with all four of her kids. She said on the way home, I got the text message from her last night.
2.5 hours she drove.
Yeah.
I'm humbled.
She said the whole way home, they had a discussion just about everything that was being talked about.
Amen.
And these youth, this is a parent teaching her kids, by the way, so I am incorporating that. But this was, I think, from 13 down to 8, I believe, were the ages of her children, absorbing that whole message.
Yeah.
We can't sell them short. Tonight also, too, we're going to be at the Robertdale Baptist Church for all of you in Rockingham, North Carolina.
I like the name.
There's a big raceway here, so many people know that.
It's time to come rock Rockingham.
That's right. We're in South North Carolina. Does that make sense? Southern North Carolina.
I guess.
Rockingham. Robertdale Baptist Church is going to be there tonight.
That's kind of like Democratic Republic. I get you.
We're going to be there tonight and tomorrow night, June 4th and 5th, starts at 7 p.m. Go to Facebook to get more of the details on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Now, I want to make it real clear that yesterday when we were doing this tea party, the majority of the people were not young people.
No.
They were older people that didn't know the information that we were spilling over on them.
As a matter of fact,
And it's interesting. It says in Hosea 4:6 that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. He also said right after that, because you have forgotten my law, I'll also forget your children. I don't believe that the Lord has forgotten his children.
Yeah.
But it's interesting when we go there, it's not just the kids.
Right.
It's not just for kids anymore.
Not at all.
You know?
You're right. And to that point, that was the response. I got one from Thomas, actually. He said, Bradley, your presentation last night at TCU meeting, well, this was in Raleigh, was educational, inspiring, and scary as it scared the
H-E double hockey stick. He wasn't paying attention, was he?
Please,
unless he means that in a positive way.
I hope he does. It's got to be redemptive.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more
more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Have you ever looked at the stains in your coffee cup and then realized that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Hey everybody, it's Stephen Baldwin here, and if you're like me and you like to drink coffee and things like tea or even soda, it causes dark, ugly stains on your teeth. So that's why I use Power Swabs, the 5-minute solution to whiter teeth without having to visit the dentist. In 5 minutes, your teeth can be an average of 2 shades whiter and 6 shades in 7 days. That's 5 minutes a day, clinically proven. Power Swabs whitens teeth without that annoying sensitivity feeling, and it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Call now to try risk-free. Dial 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759. Power Swabs is your 5-minute solution to white, healthy teeth. Call right now and try it risk-free. 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to, on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and check out the pictures from Raleigh, North Carolina, and our tea party that we did over there yesterday, which was pretty cool.
And a handful of other things, too. I want to finish that quote.
You know, I didn't say it, though, Jake. Maybe for the new listeners, maybe they need to hear this. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Because it's a terrible place when you got your brains in somebody else's head.
True that.
It is truth that we speak with the Sons of Liberty. Thomas was at the event last night with the Triangle Conservatives Unite in Raleigh, and he said, I'll read the fullness of this again. Bradley, your presentation last night at the TCU meeting was educational.
Amen.
In other words, he learned.
Amen.
This is an old guy learning.
Yeah.
Inspiring. He was inspired, and I know that crowd was inspired.
So much for the saying that you can't teach old dog new tricks.
Yeah. New tricks for this guy. And he said, and it was scary. Please keep up the passion and the great work of empowering and educating our children.
What was
about
scary
this
about
great
it, though?
Christian nation. I think
from their perspective, what would be scary? Due to the fact that I'm not talking to a third world country.
Yeah, this is happening.
Yeah, I mean, we got to wake people up in America and say, hey, listen, the information that I'm giving you right now, you need to understand. I'm not talking about a foreign country. I'm talking about your administration right now.
That's right.
America, you are under attack. I mean, what you're seeing today is Obama's transparent war on America.
That's pretty transparent.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about over in the Middle East. I'm talking about the guy in the Oval Office, friends.
President of the
free world.
It's
time to wake up.
And, you know, if you even think about it, what scares me is not necessarily what, and we've talked about it before, it's not what this administration does. It's not what Islam does. It's not what the homosexuals do. What's scary is the way that people don't react.
Mm-hmm.
Because for crying out loud, it wouldn't take much to suppress any of this stuff.
And I think crying out loud, he said.
For crying out loud.
Can you
loud.
Explain that?
My
crying
voice,
out
my...
loud. I mean, I hear it all the time. Crying out loud.
That's right.
Okay, for crying out loud.
Yeah, like John the Baptist. What was he doing? He was crying out loud, wasn't he? That's what the Bible says.
Yeah,
it's biblical to cry
right.
out loud.
That's right. Isn't it interesting that you said John the Baptist? Just food for thought. A little rabbit trail here for you, friends. He's baptizing in the river Jordan,
yep.
right? As they're confessing their sins, 1 John 3:4, transgression of God's law,
yep.
his moral law, not a ceremonial law. And isn't it interesting, at the same time, he turns and he looks at the Pharisees, the religious people of the day, and he says, bring forth fruits of repentance after he called them a bunch of snakes.
Yeah.
And he said, lay the axe to the root of the tree. Why do we spend so much time on the branches when this prophet, this man of God, lays the axe to the root of the tree? Politics talks about the branches.
Yes.
The church and the prophets, they lay the axe.
Yeah. And
Amen.
We make sure that foundation, which belongs in the church because it is Christ and it is truth, and that's the source of all law in this country that is righteous and just. A little reminder, too, if anybody didn't get to see the Memorial Day special, Bradley was on Dr. D. James Kennedy's Truth in Action Ministries. There's a segment on there. It was fantastic. It had the parents of fallen soldiers, SEAL Team 6 member Aaron Vaughn, Karen and Billy, along with Bradley on that special. Please watch that. D. James Kennedy put a, well, obviously he's no longer with us, but his ministry put a big seal on what we're doing to reach that next generation and reach the adults as well, to train them and teach them how to reach that next generation. Also, too, WYPV, all of you in Northern Michigan, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You're going to be hearing us Monday through Friday, as well as Saturday. Brian Summerfield, friend of ours, owner of the station, loves the program. We love him, and we are glad to be a part of your team up in Northern Michigan. I know we're normally on there only on Saturdays, but now you're going to get a weekday dose of us Monday through Friday, so get used to that. Last night at the event, Bradley made a statement, God has never used a majority to turn around his people. And somebody responded to that. His name is Nemo. He said, if the majority of people support you, you must not be doing what God wants you to do. You're not a consensus leader, in
That's
other
right.
words.
You're a molder of consensus.
That's
Amen.
Right.
MLK.
And if you look at even MLK, when did most of the people follow his teachings? It wasn't necessarily during the time when he was alive. A lot of people did, and he set a lot of precedents, but a lot of people were angry about what he was doing.
Yeah, they called him the troublemaker.
That's right.
Yeah.
After he was gone, the consensus was then developed. So it's the same thing. Any prophetic ministry, any person born in this age that is going to walk contrary to the age, is not going to be a popular person.
Well, like the old saying goes, you know, nothing's changed in 6,000 years,
right.
friends. What do? They persecute the living ones,
yep.
and then they praise the dead ones.
We're sons of Abraham.
Oh, absolutely.
And if Abraham were here, you would kill him.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Now, last night also, too, before last night, going into that, we sat down with Maltov Mitchell. You can find the pictures online. We
commentator with WND, a one-in-a-million kind of a guy, a different breed friends.
As a matter of fact,
check out his commentary on WND. He does videos.
For the record, and you can also see the picture with Bradley and him. He's got the gladiator mask
yeah.
on. It's pretty cool. Fight socialism, it says on the shirt. Also, too, yesterday, Steve Noble. And he's called to action today is the name of the show. He's a big talker out here in the Carolinas. But I'll tell you what, he's a Christian, and he's aggressive on what needs to be aggressive
he
on.
He interviewed me for an hour, and it was actually refreshing to hook up with someone that actually knew what they were talking about spiritually.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what my pastor said.
I think he felt the same way, too. It's like, you know, when you guys got in the studio, he wasn't used to somebody that knew the word and was willing to stand on it. And you can kind of see when that happens in the room. It was just great. It was a great interview.
Yeah.
And
no offense, of course, but I think Steve was a little taken back due to the fact that, you know, I got long hair, I'm 6'5", studly, my wife tells me, tattoos up and down my body. You know what? But this is how God saved me.
Yeah.
You know, as Leonard Ravenhill rightly said, the greatest miracle God can perform is take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, make him holy, and then put him back into that unholy situation.
Yep.
Of course.
Yep.
Yeah, remember, David was the last one picked.
That's right.
By the prophet that none of his words fell to the ground, named Samuel.
He wasn't even invited to dinner, man.
Yeah.
He was out in the field.
Tending sheep and fighting off the bear and the lion.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Samuel had to say, hey, is there more? And Jesse's like, oh, that's right. Forgot about David, the little twerp out in the fields watching the sheep. He came in and God chose him. But
yeah.
Look at that.
Well, if you do the math, let's go back to what you were talking about. You're talking a man that leads He's not a consensus leader. He's a molder of consensus.
He doesn't look for a consensus and search for it to then lead it.
Well, let's go back to Scripture, okay? Because if you look at Gideon, he started out with 32,000. God said that's too many. They'll glory in the victory.
That's right.
Then he broke it down to 22,000. That was still not good enough. The Lord said, bring to the water, and I'm going to show you which ones I'm picking. He broke it down to 300. Gideon was told to go, thou mighty man, go in this thy might, thou mighty man of valor. You go, okay, and you lead the way. There's 300 of them. And by the way, friends, if you do your homework, 56 signers were used by God. Less than 3% of the population was used by God to establish what we have. 237 years later, you have the longest standing constitution in modern history, friends, and don't ever forget it. Only God can do something like that, and amen.
You know, and
if I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up saying, bring it down.
Well, we're
Holmes.
Right across the street from a Baptist church. I wonder what
they
would say. What are they saying in Baptist churches?
I don't think they say anything. I know what they're going to say tonight when they see the long
hallelujah.
Hair tattoo. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to look at the tattoos and say,
finally.
Okay. Yeah, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the things which are wise. Amen.
Here we
that
are.
No flesh had glory in his presence. Amen.
Hopefully you're all joining us. We're all fools for Christ. Also, too, when you brought up Gideon, 300 men, keep in mind, for those of you that don't know the story, he was going after, was it 200 plus thousand?
Yeah, there was 100 some odd thousand.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Oppressors that he was dealing with that God gave him the victory. Because, listen to this. Because Gideon, one man, obeyed God, they gave him their country back and delivered them from the oppressors.
That's right.
Amen.
Go in this, thou mighty man of valor. Whose valor is it? That's Christ's valor.
Yeah. Again. Hey, the Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it.
Yep.
Who would know better than Napoleon Bonaparte?
Oh, that was him.
That's right.
John Fox. That's a beautiful quote.
No. This was one that fought against God. It's just like Voltaire. He had to find out at the end of his life God wasn't playing.
That's right.
You know, he who wants to dare justice, just keep go ahead and spit against heaven, because sooner or later you're going to fall on your own back.
Hey, you know, Napoleon
and history shows just that.
Napoleon was pretty successful for a while with the sword, but he realized what was the dominant force that ruled, and that was Christ, and that was Christ's word, because you don't need a sword to compel Christ followers to follow him, but they will go to the sword in order to follow their risen king. Steve Noble yesterday, call to action. Also, too, tonight, join us at Robert L. Baptist Church in Rockingham, North Carolina. We'll be here for 2 days.
Yeah.
And then we're down to Greenville in South Carolina.
South Carolina. Friends, this isn't talk radio. This is do radio.
We are doing.
Folks, let's demonstrate the faith that we have within our hearts.
That's right.
We don't do the things that we do because we're trying to get saved. We do them because we are saved.
Amen. You know what? And talking about doing, we have another column, too, theamericanprophet.org.
Really?
They just picked this up, and this was what he said.
Not
when he
F-I-T.
No. No, this ain't.
H-E-T.
What is that?
Biblical prophet. Amen.
So he said, we have thoroughly read all of your bio material. This is speaking to Bradley's columns. Those of you that don't read the columns, we post them every
I've never
week
heard
on
this.
Facebook.
Bring it on.
This is good.
It
we
is good.
We're already familiar with Bradley's message and always been drawn to them. We appreciate the work you do.
It's an
Thank
anointing.
You for your service to the youth in our nation by showing them both Christ and the cost of freedom. Sincerely, Reverend Michael Bresciani. And this is at theamericanprophet.org. So we've got another member of the
Thank
team.
Thank you over there, my friend.
Absolutely.
Yes.
These continue to grow, folks. I got 2 requests already this week. So the message continues to grow. We want you to be a part of that message. We are a nonprofit ministry. Every time you hear us, it's because we are supported from listeners like yourself. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a donor. Make a donation or become a son or daughter of liberty. That's a consistency that you can team up with us on. We encourage you to do it. sonsoflibertyradio.com over on the right-hand side. Become a son or daughter of liberty.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Obama's transparent war on America. And again, friends, I want to tell you, not just the Tea Partiers, I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about what's going on in the Oval Office today. We've got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with VideoDashCam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy Video Dash Cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at VideoDashCam.com. That's VideoDashCam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with Video Dash Cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Okay, so here's the deal. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, phone lines are inaccessible. I apologize. But we're on the road right now, broadcasting live out of North Carolina, doing tea parties, churches, and the such. What I said right before the break was Obama's transparent war on America. Now, folks, listen carefully. These rituals remind us of the principles that we hold in common and Islam's role in advancing justice, progress, tolerance, and the dignity of all human beings. Who do you think would say something like that?
A great person.
That's Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh,
listen carefully.
What does he mean?
Ramadan 2009 in the White House.
Yep.
Listen carefully. These rituals remind us of the principles that we hold in common and Islam's role in advancing justice, progress, tolerance, and the dignity of all human beings. Friends, don't tell me I didn't tell you. The homosexual agenda, Vladimir Lenin rightly said, useful idiots. To implement a new world order behind it, a new order. But what they're talking about is a new world order. For those that didn't know, Barack Hussein Obama was in Europe talking about and bringing forth a new world order, just like the Bushes, friends, who said it 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit. And that was George Bush Sr.
Yeah.
Okay?
We've got a couple decades.
For 10 years, we're told that we're under an Islamic threat by Islamic radicals. Mm-hmm. Now we have the president that is in the Oval Office celebrating Ramadan, supporting America's sworn enemies, saying this from the White House. I'll read it one more time. These rituals remind us of the principles that we hold in common and Islam's role in advancing justice, progress, tolerance, and the dignity of all human beings. Let me go back to this. What I've been saying for years, friends, is the homosexual agenda from day one, they're only being used as a political battering ram to implement, guess what? Sharia law. Don't tell me I didn't tell you, because guess what they're talking about now? As we all know, Barack Hussein Obama's and himself parades the narcissist himself as a self-proclaimed champion of women's rights. And in truth, he advocates the most dangerous and destructive measures a woman can face through two forms, promoting abortion, radical Islam, both of which are destructive to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But this, here's my point. Obama will be touring the United States. I'll say it again. Obama will be touring the United States, friends, for a Muslim outreach initiative. I'm just letting it sink in.
I mean, three things.
Listen to what I'm telling you, friends. Go ahead.
There's a Muslim outreach initiative. You would hear about something
from
like
Barack
that.
Barack Hussein Obama.
That's the first factor. So it can all sink in.
That's if he's not going over the border, right, across the border, yeah, and blaming the American people for the crimes that him and his administration, sure, have committed against we the people, only to blame we the people.
Yeah. Multiple times in multiple, yes, countries. So you have a pro-Muslim initiative. You would consider something like that happening in the Middle East. Barack Hussein Obama is leading it up. Okay, we know that he's already Islamic. He's probably a Muslim, a lot of people call him.
Well, you see pictures of him all over the web.
But he's doing, yes, it in America.
Yeah.
He's not, like, flying over the Middle East and talking to his, you know,
both
friends
eyes
that he
open.
Grew up with.
Yes, yes.
Right in your states, doing this initiative, promoting Islam. Now, I don't know if anybody knows. We just were with Malta Mitchell yesterday, fellow columnist for WorldNet Daily. He knows Muslims. He has people around him that are Muslims. He said there's only two types of Muslims. Number one, there's a real Muslim, or there's a backslidden Muslim, and they're not really a Muslim. There's only one.
Counterfeits of Christianity.
That's right.
Either you're hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew it out of my mouth.
With them.
Yep.
And they're antithetical to you. You are Satan. That's why America is the great Satan. Why? Because, right, of our Christian values.
That's right.
Not because of anything else.
Right.
Because of that reason. So here your president is touring the country, teaching about Islam and how it's...
Do you want me to tell you what he wants to do, what his initiative is? He will be asking the Muslims how the government can better serve them.
Yeah.
Listen to what I'm telling you, America.
This is so insane.
Barack Hussein Obama will be touring the United States for a Muslim outreach initiative. He will be asking them how your government, friends, can better serve them. His Department of Injustice has also issued warnings against those who use social media to speak out against Muslims, threatening that it violates their civil rights. Let me tell you something, first of all. Rights come from God, not from the state. This government works from us. They derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. They work for us. We do not work for them. There's the first problem, because if you have forsaken your God, what you've done is you have subjected yourself to a foreign government. And that's exactly what Scripture says what will happen.
Right.
It's interesting. If you don't want to listen to him for his blessings, you're going to meet him at his curses, friends,
right,
and you can't deny it. Look at history. Our forefathers continuously inundated us with the fact that we need to study history, study history. Listen to what I'm saying. History. History. His story. His story. That's what the past is.
Right.
His story. How has this ever worked out for a disobedient people to,
never,
adjust in the Holy God?
Never.
Especially those that are based on the Mosaic Institution. Read the Declaration of Independence, friends. You derive your rights from God, not from the government. Remember what John F. Kennedy said? He said, let not the people, he said, he was speaking to the people. He said, don't think to yourselves that you derive your rights from the state.
The generosity of the state.
Yeah, you don't derive from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God.
That's right.
That's where they come, friends. And see, that's what our forefathers knew. We better get back to his plan. And if we get back to his plan, guess what? He's going to establish. Mm-hmm. He's going to dispossess our enemies, not the other way around. But what happens to a people when they begin to forsake God's moral law? His Ten Commandments, Exodus 20.
Idolatry.
Take a look around.
Judgment.
Take a look around.
And you know that by studying history. I mean, we're going to be at a church tonight, actually, here in Rockingham. And at that particular church, you have a gentleman who's going to be a preacher. Think about this. If I was to go around and ask Muslims, okay, how can I benefit you? How can we help Islam in the country?
Kill them.
Well, this is the first thing I'd say. Well, first of all, you need to stop your preachers from preaching that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and he's the only way to heaven.
Well, so what's the government attacking?
No.
Yes.
So
unlawfully,
then you have the homosexual
illegally
agenda coming in and saying, well, you know what? We're just going to have to back off of moral issues, right? Well, then
right.
Next thing you're going to back
off
of Christ.
Well, wait a second. Forget what John Adams said, the second president of the United States, when he said that our Constitution was only made for a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of Christianity. Yep. It is totally inadequate to the government of any other. It doesn't work for a disobedient people, friends.
Yep. A self-governed people is what it will
is
work
that
for.
Why we have a constitutional republic, Jake?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought so.
And that's why we have peace, and that's why we have justice. But going back to this, if we were to go to the church tonight and say to the pastor, hey, listen, you can't preach on Christ. Well,
that's happening.
They're
that
doing that without, but now imagine the bayonet of Islam.
Yes, yes.
At the throat.
Well, what did Robert Winthrop say, Speaker of the House, back in the 1800s?
Exactly.
If you're not going to be ruled by the Word of God, you're going to be ruled by the bayonets.
Either by the, that's right.
So let me ask you, where's the tolerance in that?
There is no
See,
tolerance.
No, there isn't.
No
it's
tolerance.
Black and white, folks.
Yes, and that's what sin brings you to. There is no tolerance for sin, and you will find out even now.
Obama and his criminal syndicates have also advocated for the murder of children in the womb 241 times since he took office. For those that didn't know about Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger's objective was to get rid of the black race and the Hispanic race. Genocide. Now, folks, this grown-up fetus, Barack Hussein Obama, even went so far as to block the protection of a child born alive during an abortion to be sure that the child is snuffed out. Mob talk, because it is corporate mob, friends.
Yep.
He has declared war on women as well by attempting to force all Americans to fund Planned Parenthood, Obamacare as you know it. Obama also wants to force the church in America to supply birth control for women as well because he wants to promote the church's doctrine of a moral, healthy lifestyle for women, right?
I forget. Where's the morality in
Thank
that?
You. Thank you. Thou shalt not kill, number 6 of the Ten Commandments. Proverbs 6, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That is the fulfilling of the law. Mm-hmm. What happened to that love, America? Mm-hmm. What happened to that version of love where we look out for each other? If you can't look out for each other, do you expect a foreigner in the White House to take care of you that wants to eradicate the race?
No.
Folks, 18 consecutive states. Listen, 18 in the population, 18 states have been snuffed out through an unlawful act by your own governments.
Yeah. Called abortion.
Yes.
And if you look at that,
57 million babies.
I love how you tied all three of these in. Okay, you've got the war on women, you've got abortion, and you've got Islam. Well, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, that has everything to do with the guy in the White House going around implementing or attempting to implement Sharia law behind the homosexual agenda.
We're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. Those are life. We're created with life. We're not conceived, we're not born, we're created with life. That's when we get it. He hates life, obviously. He goes against life. He has no problem with killing and taking life. Now, Islam sounds to me like they have the same ideology. They have no problem with killing who? The infidel, right? I mean, go
who
to
is
country.
The infidel?
The infidel is anybody who's contrary to them, who won't swear to Allah.
Or even moderate
Muslims.
Yes.
They'll destroy them too. And this is the thing. These guys are like parasites. Okay, they don't establish anything. Look at their countries. It's utter chaos.
Yes.
So what they've got to do is they've got a parasite has to find a what? A source, a host. They got to suck on something else. So they have to go where it's good. And this is Satan,
well, Jake,
by the
Jake,
way.
Jake, yes, it is. Absolutely. Just interject this right into your thought, please. Mm-hmm. If their God is God, then what are you doing over here in America?
Because they need another host
but
to come be a parasite.
That's right. You know what? And I said this on Steve's radio show yesterday, and I'm saying it to you too, my friends. Listen carefully. God bless America. God has blessed America. Now bless God and do what he said.
Yep.
Because he gave commandments, not suggestions.
Right.
And therein lies the problem, right there.
I feel more blessed with doing what God says than I do with just experiencing, you know, God's blessings. My blessing
you
is
find
the fact
your life
that I can go out and I can be used to do what my Savior did for me.
Amen.
That's living Christianity.
That's gratitude, which leads towards holiness.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which leads towards peace, which leads toward an established government like we have today under the documents of the Constitution, the Declaration. Where there's errors, Christianity will weed those errors. That's why we have the Word of God.
Amen. I'm going to say this quote one more time, and I want you to go over to Chris Kyle's wife. Chris Kyle was a sniper known for 165 confirmed hits. He was over in Afghanistan fighting the wars of your government, America, okay? While he was there, They put a hit on his life for what, Jake? What was it, $20,000 or was it $100,000? Yeah. They called him the devil.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden he comes home, and now he's dead a year later? Mm-hmm. What's up with that, folks?
Well, this
you can tell the story when we come back.
Yeah, okay.
These rituals remind us of the principles that we hold in common and Islam's role in advancing justice, progress, tolerance, and the dignity of all human beings. President Barack Hussein Obama in the White House celebrating Ramadan 2009. We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
You keep saying that the president has committed all these crimes. What crimes have they committed?
Is there a scandal in Benghazi? What do you call it when an attorney general and his administration, namely the president of the United States, gets busted for throwing 300 high-powered rifles to Mexican drug lords who killed 300 of their own people? And you're asking the question,
what statute did he violate?
I'll tell you what, you take a gun, you go to Mexico, you commit the crimes that this administration did, and you'll find out every statute. And you can call me from prison when you get there.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you ever looked at the stains in your coffee cup and then realized that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Hey everybody, it's Stephen Baldwin here, and if you're like me and you like to drink coffee and things like tea or even soda, it causes dark, ugly stains on your teeth. So that's why I use Power Swabs, the 5-minute solution to whiter teeth without having to visit the dentist. In 5 minutes, your teeth can be an average of 2 shades whiter and 6 shades in 7 days. That's 5 minutes a day, clinically proven. Power Swabs whitens teeth without that annoying sensitivity feeling, and it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Call now to try risk-free. Dial 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759. Power Swabs is your 5-minute solution to white, healthy teeth. Call right now and try it risk-free. 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, no friends. I'm talking about Obama's transparent war on America. Folks, it's not like this isn't being done in the light of day on a constant basis, on a daily basis in your country. It's coming to a head more and more and more and more. I just want to I don't mean to be rhetorical, but I want you to hear this again. The homosexual agenda, let your homosexual friends know, first and foremost, their sin is before a just and the holy God. It's all throughout Scripture. Common sense. The second thing you need to tell them is that the Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals. Thirdly, they need to understand that Obama is only using them to implement Sharia law behind them, their executioners.
Yep.
Please do not forget that, and please put that into perspective when and how I said it. It's important because it just may well save their life and their soul, first and foremost. Right before the break, we were talking about Obama's transparent war on America, and this is what he said again. President Barack Hussein Obama, celebrating Ramadan, America's sworn enemies. Think about this. He's partying in the White House celebrating
It is a
with your enemies.
That's right.
In 2009, he said this, these rituals remind us of the principles that we hold in common.
Ah, really?
No, wait. This is a Christian nation, bro.
No comment.
Not a Muslim nation. Look at your foundations. But then again, you thought we had 57 states in our union, when in fact we have 50. The other thing you might want to do, Mr. Constitutional Scholar in the White House, you might want to read the Constitution. That might help you. Mm-hmm. You must have read the book on how to destroy the Constitution, okay, not to magnify the laws of our constitutional republic, in which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to ratify.
That's right.
Okay. Now, in saying that, you might also want to do your homework and read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution that says that we have a republican form of government. Folks, we're not a democracy. And by the way, a whole lot of young people don't even know the difference anymore. Mm-hmm. Democracy is the voice of the people. A republic is we're ruled by law, not by opinion. Mm-hmm. And see, the problem is, that's right, the problem with our country, friends, is we're no longer rooted in the same principles. Mm-hmm. Now what we're doing is we're being ruled by opinion through the bully runners called the news media, which has less than a 21% approval rating. Nobody believes them, but everybody listens to them, and they cower in the face of the liars.
Yeah.
Folks, you have God on your side, and you also have the law on your side. If you can get those two things into perspective, you go back to God, first and foremost.
Amen.
Repent before a just and a holy God, and do what he says and read your Constitution, just like George Washington rightly said during his farewell address. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Get back to those, because pillars don't move.
That's right.
Okay?
And you need pillars to keep your structure up. If you remove the pillars, your structure falls.
We're going to get over to Chris Kyle's wife one more time. These rituals remind us of the principles that we hold in common. No, we don't. And Islam's role in advancing justice, progress, tolerance, and the dignity of all human beings. Barack Hussein Obama. When you look at the Supreme Court building, you see Moses in the Ten Commandments above the head of the Supreme Court justices, who are also ruled by law. They are not above the law. Don't forget that. And it says, justice, the guardian of liberty. Who is justice under? God.
That's right.
To establish righteousness so that you might have peace.
And whose justice is responsibility? That would be ours, because God gave us that law for us to keep justice.
Chris Kyle's wife.
Chris Kyle's wife was actually just had an interview. This was, she was the...
Chris Kyle was the sniper, yes.
Navy SEAL sniper. She spoke out for the first time since her husband's death 4 months ago to NBC's Lester Holt. And basically what happened with this, and it was a very difficult thing, because here you have a hero, and he said, I never focused on how many people I shot. This is what Chris said. It was how many people I saved. What was the purpose of his aggression, his force, if you will, because that's what law represents, his force. It was to protect life. And he was a wonderful man, a wonderful father. He also spent time with other soldiers, fellow brethren, as he called them, or brothers, that were dealing with PTSD. Is it PTSD, I believe it is? PST. And basically what he did is he went to a firing range with one of these guys that was, I think, 25 years old. This was after he had came back from numerous tours in Iraq. His service was essentially done offshore. And that particular gentleman, the details are as such, that gentleman took his gun and fired on Chris. Now, his wife made the statement that people were definitely trying to kill him. He brought up the bounty that was put on his head. I believe it was $20,000 when he was over in Iraq. Why? Because of his protection of life and not allowing that agenda to continue to go on. So when you have stuff like that happening, you know you've made enemies, because he's the best. These enemies are going to go to all sorts of costs in order to eliminate him as their enemy. Many people are speculating numerous things. And the reason there's speculation is because there's so much cover-up and scandals going through this administration. Why so much kowtowing and catering to Islam? Why so much moving forward and being sympathetic to Muslim nations? Why did the Extortion 17, that mission where literally over 20 SEALs that were killed were brought into a hangar to do a funeral before they were brought over here, have a Muslim imam praying over their dead bodies, cursing them to hell?
Yep.
Why is that?
This
tolerated?
This is all factual information, friends, from the families of the Navy SEAL victims.
And that was also had to be leaked out. It was never told those SEAL team victim families. So one has to ask the question, what is really behind these killings of our American patriots and heroes, so-called? They're being sent over there to do a duty to protect the American people.
Yeah.
They swear an oath
to
do
it.
And they
set
fulfill
up.
It.
Yes.
And then after they become successful, then all of a sudden they're knocked off. And why? What's the purpose behind it?
Well, what did the insurgents call Chris Kyle? They called him the devil.
That's right.
165 confirmed kills? Mm-hmm. I'd be afraid of him, too.
And this president is doing a tour in our country with Muslims who call people
poor
like
Muslims.
Chris Kyle
yes.
the devil. And he's sympathetic to them, asking them, how can we help you in our country? I'll tell you what, if I was a Muslim radical extremist, the first thing I'd say is, deliver up all of your SEAL team members, deliver up the best of
your
the best.
Your strength.
That's right. That's who I want. I want their heads on a platter. What's happening, folks? And now he's doing a tour on it. So no, there is no facade in this anymore. It is straight up in the
Jake,
open.
Jake, as I said right before the radio show, what needs to happen in this country before the American people finally figure out that they are under attack?
You see that?
It's called a siege, a slow takeover.
Right. It's on a daily basis. It's like, you know, we'll be discussing things, folks, just myself and Brad, in the morning or in the evening. Did you hear this? It's like you sit there for a second just feeling stupid because it's like, yes, what do you say? It's, again, in the beginning of this, I'm not scared of Islam. I'm not scared of the radical homosexuals. I'm not scared. What we're scared of is the fact that when people don't respond, it's like, oh, a robber's at my door.
Yeah.
And I've got a bazooka. You think I'm going to be scared? No. But if I refuse to use it, then I better be scared because once that robber gets in the door, he's going to grab the bazooka and use it on me.
Give the analogy, Jake, of the dog that barks.
Yeah, there's a dog that was, are you talking about the guard dog?
The one that, you know. He was barking and barking and barking, and the man that was in bed didn't the dog barking.
Right. So a man gets a guard dog. Why does he have a guard dog? Because he wants to protect his home. So he lives out in the country. The man's sleeping at night, and the dog starts barking. So the man wakes up because he ruined his sleep. You hearing this, America? You're interrupting my sleep, my boat,
Scripturally, tears are sold, while men sleep.
That's right, right in your wheat field. So the man comes down and tells the dog, shut up. So the dog calms down. He goes back up to bed. The dog starts barking again. He gets up and he comes down. And he's like, shut up. So the dog calms down. He goes upstairs. Happens again. The man pulls out a shotgun, goes down, shoots the dog. Now he can finally go to sleep in peace. The robber breaks through the front door that the dog was trying to warn of and kills the man while he's sleeping.
Yeah, he didn't want to be bothered, though.
He didn't want to be bothered. He didn't want to take the extra precaution to say, wait a second, I have a guard dog. Why? To guard my house. Let me take a look outside with my armed gun and see if anything's going on out there. He was more concerned about his rest and his sleep than he was his soul and his life.
Yeah, the dog is a blessing, friends, not a curse. The world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about the evil. That sounds like Edmund Burke. Sounds like anybody with a little common sense,
right? That is. Yeah. Anybody who does have a passion to see good and has eyes to see.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first thing that Christ does. That's why Christianity, it's essential. Because you can't see without Christ. You truly are blind without Christ. When Christ enlightens your eyes, you're going to speak on the topics that you hear on the show on a daily basis. Why? Because the enemies are abroad. They're around us. We have to be sober. We have to be vigilant. Because the Bible says the enemy, like a roaring lion, seeks whom he can devour. How can he do that? Well, it's really easy when you put your guns down, you put your weapons down, you fall asleep. You're not even a trial. It's like in Pilgrim's Progress when Pilgrim was walking on the path and three men were laying down sleeping and he said, wake up, wake up. No, just a little bit more rest. They had chains strapped to the tree. They never made it because they fell asleep in it. We have to stay vigilant.
It reminds me of Harriet Tubman. You know, you guys remember the abolitionist? Right. She was a slave and she went out and freed other slaves.
Yep.
And she was praised for her work, and someone had come up to her and said, man, you really, you know, you freed a lot of slaves. And she said, yeah, I could have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves.
That's right.
That's right. America, are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. You have the IRS coming after conservative groups, targeting you. The commissioner is in the White House communicating with this man that's at war with the American version of our Constitution, our republic, that's on a daily basis. He was there over 150 times. Mm-hmm. What do you think they're talking about? The IRS commissioner has the audacity to smack the American people back in the face by saying, when he was asked, so what were you doing in there? He said, well, you know, I bring my kids there for the Easter egg roll. That's funny, isn't it?
Really funny.
Hey, America, the joke's on you. And I love you enough to tell you, quit letting this administration laugh at you, okay? Because I'm sick and tired of it as well. I'm on your side. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. Talk to you in 23.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.